legendary soul diva, Candy Stanton, and started by asking her about her early years touring and her very first recordings way back in the early 60s.
We went on like a 7-city tour, which Capitol always did, and you know, when Lou Rawls first signed with them and Nancy Wilson and all those, they took them on this tour, you know, to meet all the DJs, all of the mom and pop stores, what we call them in the States, and the distributors and everybody. So we all sat down and had dinner and played my record all night. I got so tired of it, but you know, they played it. I said, do you have any more music? But they were doing that to break the record, and most of the DJs, when they left there that night, they went right and put it on. So we sold like over 700,000 copies in just a few months.
It's not bad, is it?
Not at all. Not for your first record.
No, not bad at all.
So,
did you always want to be a singer? Did you always dream of being a singer?
The seed was planted when I was about 5 years old. We were having a church service, and a little girl came up to visit our church, and she sung. And at that moment, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I gotta sing. And I started trying, but I couldn't really sing. You know, my little young voice just wouldn't hold a tune, but I kept trying, and I kept, you know, praying, Lord, help me to sing. And finally, it just began to come and develop. And my style came from the different types of music that we listened to at the time, country and rhythm and blues and gospel music. So you will find a combination of the three within my voice.
Tell us a little bit about, obviously you've done so many tours over the years, but obviously to tour at the height of the soul days and the disco days must be magic. So let's, you know, tell us a little bit about that and some of your favorite moments of those times.
Oh God, it's so many favorite moments. It's hard just to pinpoint one, but I did a lot of the discos in New York, of course, Studio 54. I was there a lot. The Garage, I did that. I heard someone say they're coming out with a documentary on the Garage. So we did, I used to be there so often. I did a lot of the big shows with Al Green and did shows with Lou Rawls and James Brown and Gladys Knight, Aretha, you name them, I've been there, all of them. So they're great guys, Isaac Hayes. The stage is no stranger to me.
Damn right. So tell us a little bit about James Brown, because I'm a big fan of James Brown.
You are?
Yeah.
James was great. I used to open for him. I opened for him several times. And he was very, you know, he was very generous. And he would call me in his dressing room. We would sit down and talk. And he made sure everything was comfortable for me. You know, he made sure everybody treated me like a lady. And he was just a great guy, you know, and I really love him. And he'll send word every once in a while now, you know, and tell when he knows somebody that knows me, he'll tell Candy, hang on in there, you know.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like. Obviously, we've kind of touched on it, but getting signed to Capitol Records and Warner and all those sort of labels. I mean, how did that feel? Did you feel that, oh, wow, we've made it now sort of thing?
You know what? The thing with the music business is you never feel like you've ever made it. It's always new music coming in, new phases. You kind of have to stay so alert that you don't get left behind, which happened when disco came in and we were still in R&B, you know, the Southern Soul sound kind of phased out. And so you had to jump on the train really quickly in order to try to keep up with everybody. So that's where Young Hearts Run Free and all those things. But it's hard to stay current. So you really have to feel like, look, I'm still trying. I'm still struggling. Even if you got 10 gold records, you know, it's nothing you can just say, well, I have made it and that's it, you know. You always want to stay current. And a lot of the artists have phased out and have been forgotten because they just said, well, I give up. I don't need this rat race. So, but you do, and I've always managed somehow to stay in the mix.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about who's inspired you musically over the years as well.
Oh, gosh. Aretha, of course. You know, Mahalia Jackson, she was a great gospel singer. She inspired me. There were so many people like the Caravans and different gospel greats, that voice, just never-ending vocals, and they've inspired me. And Gladys, who is my friend, and Whitney Houston, she's a wonderful singer. I mean, I could just go on and on and on.
So, Young Hearts Run Free, and You Gotta Love, both, you know, so well-known tracks worldwide, mm-hmm. and still played to this day and still loved.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to, you know, obviously You Gotta Love has been released now in the UK so many times over the years. I bet you get asked this question, but what's it like?
It amazes me.
What's it like to, you know, it's probably, I think it's been released this year again.
It's
still loved.
Yeah, it's just something about that song. I think it's the throw your hands up in the air kind of thing, because everybody's been there. Everybody's given up. You know, I just feel like just forgetting it. You know, I'm just, let me alone, you know. And so I think everybody's gotten to that point where sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air, but I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. How many times you walk to the train station, and how many times you've gotten up in the morning, 9 to 5, and you don't like your boss, and you don't like the people around, you don't like anybody, you know, you have to get on the plane with people that disrespect you. And how many times do we just do that? Lord, sometimes I just feel like forgetting it. You know, that's what that song, I think that's the reason it just keeps hitting over and over and over.
Yeah, it's a great record. I think I even played it out last night. I won't stop ever playing that record.
Right.
Just love it to bits. But, I mean, what inspired you to write those tracks? You know, Young Hearts Run Free is so well known, and you got the love. What inspired you there?
I didn't write those. I wish I had. But David Crawford, who wrote A Young Hearts Run Free, that came from a very difficult relationship I was going through at the time. I was with a very abusive partner, and I would talk to David every day. We would talk on the phone. We didn't have lunch. We'd talk on the phone, you know, and I would tell him about things that was happening in my life at the time. And he used to sit there and he'd shake his head and says, I'm going to write your song. And I'm going to write you a song, Candy, that's going to last forever. And he did. He wrote a song, and it was called Young Hearts Run Free. And it's basically what I was going through at the time that he based his lyrics upon, you know, the Young Hearts Run Free. That's why when I walked in that studio, I felt like I didn't write it, but I felt like I did. You know, in a sense, I did write it. I wrote it with my life. And when I walked up there, it didn't take any effort for me to sing it, because I was singing me, you know, what was hurting, things that I'd gone through. It was just amazing. And I think we did it once or twice just to make sure that we had another take. And we nailed it.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's easy when you know how, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy when you feel it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All comes from the soul. So tell us a little bit about highlights of your career. There's been so many. What's something that stands out in your mind?
I think maybe the Palladium in London, when I opened for the Stylistics way back in the 70s. Going to the White House. I've been to the White House a couple of times, you know, when Jimmy Carter was president. And I've been there when President Clinton was president, and hung out with some of the greatest people in the world. And from the top of my head, those probably are the biggest ones I can think of right now.
And favorite tours, or is that kind of,
Al Green and I did a great tour together, and Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh yeah, Teddy Pendergrass.
A long time ago, we did a tour together. Those are two great tours I did.
And do you still enjoy touring today as much as you originally did, I suppose, in the day, back in the day, you really,
yeah,
it's all fresh, you really enjoyed it. So you still really enjoy going?
I didn't really enjoy it then.
No?
I mean, it was work. It was like, oh my God, I got to go out again. But now, I enjoy it, what I do now. I really do. I can get on that stage now and really enjoy what I do. And I love it.
I find it very hard to believe that you never enjoyed it back.
You know, it was so much work. I had young kids, you know, and it was a rat race out there. I was very young. I was into drugs. I was into alcohol. Sometimes I didn't know where I was when I woke up in the morning. So, you know, just something that I needed to do to take care of my family. I needed to do this to my kids at school. I got to get out here and get on this road. It's cold today. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't an enjoyable thing. But now I can pick my tours. And I can say, I can go if I want to. And if I don't, I can stay at home. So when I go out because I want to, and I enjoy it when I do it, you know. I get out there and I see those people enjoying my music, and it just makes me feel so good. I guess I've matured. You think?
So you're over in the UK at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at the moment anyway over in the UK.
Well, I'm doing a tour. I've already done Belgium, and I did London, I did the Jazz Cafe two nights, and it was beautiful. Every time I go there, we sell that place out. It's just amazing how the people come. And it never ceases to amaze me, you know. I'm never like, oh, we sold out, you know. I'm like, oh, we sold out? It's always a joy to know that people still enjoy your music. And we're doing the Gospel Festival in Amsterdam. We've got about four or five more dates to do, and I'm back home.
So quickly tell us a little bit about what you've been working on more recently as well.
Well, I just finished a gospel, Ultimate Gospel CD, which is like the tracks I was away from secular music for 20 plus years. So I took all that music, 12 CDs that I've done, and we put them together, you know, and put out the best tracks. And we put that out, and I'm getting ready to do, we're getting ready to go in the studio and do some, I'm going to cover the people I love, like Tyrone Davis and Johnny Taylor and Ray Charles. I want to go in my studio and just do it like I feel it, and I'm going to get started doing that when I get home.
I think me and you should work together, actually. I'm just thinking off the top of my head now. I'm gonna write some dance music for you. We're gonna get you out there. We're gonna make the new You Got the Love 2007
all right.
Next
hey,
year.
That sounds like a winner.
I'm up for that. I say, Candy, I'm up for
yeah.
that. Right. Plans for the future, anyway. What have you got planned?
Well, I have a book coming out. It's a book that we're looking for a publisher. The book is practically finished, but we're looking for a publisher right now, and it should be out, I hope, next year. I hope. Don't hold me to it, you know, but it should be out pretty soon. It's called Young Hearts Run Free.
Is there anyone that you haven't worked with that you'd love to work with?
Well, the younger group, you know, like Usher and Beyonce and, you know, Alicia Keys and all those people. I haven't worked with them. I admire their music, but I'm not in the same, you know, arena as they are. I don't even know if I'd want to. I mean, I just enjoy watching them, you know, come up and do their thing. Maybe one day, we're talking about something in New York that might happen with Jay-Z, so I don't know. Maybe somewhere in the future, I'll be somewhere with him.
Are you going to do some rapping or something?
No, rapping.
I could see that, though.
No. This, my new album is called His Hands.
Right.
And they're having a benefit for abused women. And it's going to be a great big benefit up there in New York. So they've asked me to do His Hands, the song. And Jay-Z, I think he's starring the show. So,
well, good luck anyway for the future. And it's
Thank
been
you
an
so
absolute
much.
Pleasure talking to you
it
today.
Is.
Absolute
it really
pleasure.
Is.
Okay, all the best for the future. Big thank you to Candy Stanton.
Thank you.